Israel Defense Forces bombard southern Lebanon while Joe Biden asks for ceasefire. By Wendell Hasibo on May 19, 2021. The Israel Defense Forces began bombarding southern Lebanon on Wednesday in response to incoming terror rocket attacks. According to the Times of Israel, the IDF says artillery cannons are striking a number of targets in Lebanese territory. The Associated Press confirmed the violence from Lebanon. For the third time since the war began, rockets were launched to Israel from the north. The Israeli military said one landed in an open area, two landed in the sea, and one was intercepted by aerial defenses. Lebanese security officials said the latest rockets were launched from the outskirts of the southern Lebanese village of Kleileh, adding that four fell inside Lebanese territory. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity in line with regulations. The Israel Defense Forces tweeted one of the rockets was intercepted by the Iron Dome. The Israeli Northern Defense comes as President Joe Biden relayed in a phone call Wednesday to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that he expected a significant escalation today on the path to a ceasefire, as Breitbart News reported. Israel appears to have ignored Biden's plea. Biden's call for a ceasefire appears to be an effort to appease 84.5% of Democrats who do not blame Hamas for the current Middle East violence, according to the Trafalgar Group. Hamas and Islamic radicals have fired more than 3,150 rockets into Israel as of May 18. Netanyahu stated Sunday the counteroffensive will continue until the job is done. "We continue the operation in Gaza as much as needed to restore calm. It will take time," he said.